Dizzy Death Rays are celebrating their 10-year anniversary by embarking on their biggest Australian tour yet. Having released their third studio album earlier in the year, the tour is set to be huge. Shane Parsons from the band joins us now to speak. Good morning.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Now, you've just come back from a range of dates in Europe, so how was that?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. It was like, I guess we've been going over there for like a fair few years now, and it was starting to feel like the shows are connecting a lot more now, and you start to get that atmosphere that you have at the Australian shows overseas, and that's kind of like when you realise that it's all starting to, all the dots are starting to join up, and yeah, it was good, and it was lovely because it was summer over there, you know, so...
It's great to get away for the winter.
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So what when you say starting to get the atmosphere of the Australian shows, what's the sort of peak atmosphere that you hope for a Dizzy Death Rays show?
It's just like, you know, I guess over the years, it's sort of, we're like one of those kind of bands that sort of slowly builds, and we've never sort of gone into any sort of market, and it's been just huge for us straight away. So we've always seen it go from sort of five people at a show to 50 to 100 and then to 200 or whatever. And I guess once you start getting into that sort of those numbers, then you start seeing people, you know, get a bit rowdy. Like even on Tuesday night or whatever, there'll be people getting rowdy and sort of singing along and stuff. And it makes you feel like you're almost at home a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing because we're in a place in somewhere in Europe. So it's awesome, yeah.
It's a great market for success, people partying on a Tuesday night for you guys.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, I think we played, like, Paris on a Monday, and it was one of the craziest shows.
Now,
who knew?
Now, as I mentioned, this tour you're about to embark on, it's your 10-year anniversary tour, which is, like, a great milestone for a band. What does it mean for you?
I mean, yeah, we kind of wanted to celebrate the fact that we made it for 10 years, I guess. Originally, when we sort of started the band, we didn't really know where we wanted to take it. And then I've always sort of said, you know, we'll give the band 10 years and see where it's at. And if it's at somewhere that we're kind of feeling good about, then we'll just keep pursuing it. If it's not really, then we just, you know, we can easily sort of not do anything with the band. But, yeah, I mean, I'm really happy with how it's all going. And it's been awesome sort of ride the last, especially the last 5 years, has been really, really crazy. So, yeah, it means a lot to us. And then we kind of wanted to have the tour sort of, like, set up with bands that we've played with over the years or friends we've made and make sure that it's sort of, like, an interesting thing for us as well, like, you know, with a bunch of friends. And, yeah, it should be cool.
So, well, on that note, you're bringing Pup over, the Canadian punk band. What's your relationship with those guys? Why did you want to bring them over for this tour?
We're just huge fans of that band, and we thought, you know, it's kind of like an awesome thing to bring over an overseas band to Australia to sort of make the show a real kind of event. And yeah, I actually just can't believe I said yes. Really. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, sort of from the beginning of the band, the 10-year marker was something that you were looking towards, be like, we'll give this a fair crack, and then we'll look at where we are and really consider our lives. So is there another milestone that you're looking towards now? Have you sort of set another date where you like want to be, you know, when we're at 15 years or 20 years, we want to do this or have done that?
Not really, to be honest. I think 10 years is the... was the main one, and then after that it's like whatever happens kind of thing. You know, it's just, we're just having a lot of fun doing what we do, and we're really lucky to be doing what we do, and we love it. So we just sort of, I don't know, we just keep going until it sort of finishes up, I guess. It's just, yeah, 10 years is always like my thing. Is like, oh well, you know, I see so many bands that I was a fan of that sort of didn't even make it 10 years, or there's so many other things that get in the way of a band getting to that point. Or maybe they made it past 10 years and then they even, you know, sort of disbanded or whatever, but it's sort of one of those things that I guess it was just an easy marker to make, and we were just like, yeah, let's just see how we go. But now we've made it, I guess we'll just keep on going, I guess. I don't know.
I'm speaking with Shane Parsons from Dizzy Death Rays, head of their upcoming Adelaide show. Now, this will be the second time you're in Adelaide this year. And as I mentioned, you're in Europe, earlier this year. You guys have just been touring nonstop, it seems. What do you enjoy about touring so much?
I love touring. I just love meeting people and going to new places all the time. I think that's kind of the main, it's always nice to just be somewhere different to play a show and you play... when you play a gig and there's people there who know your songs and stuff, it's such a nice thing. I think the way we work, we all sort of work in when we're in tour mode, we're in tour mode, and when we're in writing mode, we're in writing mode. So we usually try and do a tour that lasts for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and then we'll go home and we'll get into writing mode and we'll write for a month or 3 weeks or whatever. And it's sort of like, it's a nice refresher every time, because once you start writing for a while, then you're kind of like, oh man, I just want to get out there and just play some songs. And then once you play songs like live for a while, you're just like, I just want to go and sit in my room and pen down songs so that, start crafting something rather than just going through the motions. Because touring to us is just, you just get into a rhythm. And when you get into rhythm, it's really great for the show, but it's not very creative. So it's always good to go home and sort of try and do a couple of weeks of writing.
So
I think both things, they're like, it's kind of like you need both things in your life to sort of complete the sort of project.
So is that writing period coming up after this tour? Is that the plan?
I've got all of October, actually, just to actually finish our record, because we've got another one ready to go pretty much. So, yeah, and then we hopefully can start recording another album. I don't know, maybe November or December or something.
Well, that's really exciting. Now, we were speaking a bit at the top of this interview about atmosphere, about a specific sort of atmosphere that you guys were hoping for DZ Death Rays. Now, if maybe someone's heading down for their first time for this upcoming show, maybe they're bringing along a significant other that, has never been to a show, what do you think people should expect heading in?
I don't know. I guess it's always going to be... every time we play in Adelaide, it's always pretty, the crowd's pretty full on. Like, everyone just really gets into it. And, I guess if you want to get in the middle and get in amongst all the craziness and the moshing and stuff, you can do that. Or you can stand back and just enjoy the show. I think we're trying to make this next tour a little bit different to the last one we did. Like, we played the Gov last time. And, the way that we sort of set up the set and stuff, and the lighting was quite sort of rave cave sort of thing. And this time I'm going to go a little different, and we're going to be playing songs from right from the first EP all the way through to the latest record, so, which is awesome. There's like some songs that we've never actually played live before that we're going to play on this tour.
That sounds sounds awesome, particularly for huge fans of you guys who've been following you for this whole time. Now we're gonna play in a second one from the most recent album, Shred for Summer, because getting ready for summer again. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this song before we give it a spin?
It's just it was a really fun song. Lyrically, it's just about being handed down CDs from, I don't have any older siblings, but my friends had older siblings, and getting handed down CDs when we were in high school. And that's how I found out about a lot of bands when I was younger. And I don't know, it's an interesting one, because so many people are like, oh yeah, it's like the Led Zeppelin thing. I was like, oh yeah, it really is, because when we first sort of wrote the song, I just played it as chords, and then it just didn't really have any sort of feel to it. And then I started doing the gallop thing, which has like a little bit of a Led Zeppelin vibe, and the song really came together. I reckon it's one of our favorites to play live now.
Awesome. Well, Shane, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Shane Parsons there from DZ Death Rays, chatting with us about their upcoming 10th anniversary tour. You can catch them at HQ Friday the 14th of September.